David Staney, Digital Dollop, Dollop 284, dolloping from a corridor in a travel lodge. The reason I'm walking through the corridor of the travel lodge is because we're sharing a room. There's three of us in a room, me, Sean and Michael. If I'm in the bathroom, they can hear everything I'm saying. And I'm very self-conscious about doing these dollops, because if I make a mistake, I can normally just think, oh, I'll just edit that, I'll say that again. But it's a bit embarrassing if I do a joke, and then I think, oh, no, it doesn't quite work, I'll reword that. Because as you can imagine, you know, you must have known the quality, such as the kind of quality that I give you, can't possibly just come straight away. You know, it has to take a few takes.
You all right?
That could be a game. It could be the "you're right" game. I say "you're right" to someone, and how will they greet me? So far, it's 1-0 for "you're all right, pal." That's the winning greeting at the moment. Let me tell you, though, that was not the first take. Those characters there, had to send them back three times before they got that right. Oh, yes, the whole thing is meticulously done. Many takes, even just the incidental people walking down the corridors. Should we listen outside this door here and see what we can hear? These are the two people who've just said, "you're all right, pal."
Oh, my God.
Oh, my.
The best cider ever. Best cider I've ever had.
Oh, we picked a good moment to listen there, didn't we, people? We've just discovered that the man who said "you're right, pal" to me then went into his room and he's opened a cider and he's talking to his friend and he has just announced, and we heard it here first on the dollop, that was the best cider he has ever had. And then he said, "and I don't usually like cider," which isn't a massive endorsement, really. If he doesn't usually like it, I'm not intending to spend very long on this dollop because we've got 24 hours of internet, which we ordered at 9 o'clock last night, and it's going to run out in about an hour's time, so I need to quickly edit this, which is going to take a long time, obviously, with the many takes that's been had. For all you know, I might have been listening outside that door. You know, soundbite's as good as that. This is the best cider I've ever had in my entire life. Then again, I don't really drink that much cider. Soundbites like that just don't come along if you listen outside of a door for 30 seconds. You know, I've been there for half an hour before we got that one. You know, this dedication to the cause, this. The thing I was planning on mentioning was that I, just before I started doing this dollop, got a thing on Facebook which popped up informing me that they care about my memories, which is nice to know. And so they said, "we're going to start showing you posts and things that you have done on your Facebook a number of years ago on this day." So, you know, I can find out, for instance, that I poked Sarah 5 years ago, by which I'm referring to the Facebook poke button, which I don't think exists anymore, but did exist 5 years ago. And so things like that, I can tell that I poked Sarah. I didn't actually poke Sarah in real life until 3 years ago. Just a little bit of a fact for you there. But the thing that Facebook deemed it interesting to show me from 5 years ago on this day was a picture. Now, obviously, I can't tell what the picture is, being blind, but Facebook has very cleverly put in a bit of technology that will tell the screen reader what the image contains. Well, I say it's clever. I say it's a clever bit of technology. I mean, I think it needs a bit of work, to be honest, because the thing that the screen reader read to me was, it said, "this is an image which may contain more than one people wearing shoes." So there you go. I mean, instantly I thought, wow, 5 years ago, I can't believe it's 5 years to the day that that happened. I can imagine 5 years ago on this day, I can well imagine that I was with at least one other person who was wearing shoes. I thought, well, that completely narrows it down now, because I thought of all the memories I have of meeting people barefooted 5 years ago, and I thought, well, it wasn't one of those. Although then I remembered that it didn't say that it was definitely more than one person and that we were definitely wearing shoes. It merely said it may be an image of more than one person wearing shoes. I mean, I have a dream, I have to tell you, for equality and accessibility, and one day, you know, blindness, it won't matter at all, it'll just be irrelevant. And I have a day, maybe, that in 5 years in the future, and I hope I'm not sounding too optimistic here, but I hope that one day, maybe 5 years in the future or whatever, I will know for definite whether those people were wearing shoes or not. That would be amazing. But for now, I just have to know that the image might contain more than one person wearing shoes. In fairness, Facebook did give me a lovely opportunity to go on a real nostalgia trip. And I just started remembering all of the incidents from 5 years ago in October, where I was meeting people who were wearing shoes and Yeah, it brought back some memories, I can tell you. Maybe I'll share some of those stories with you at some point, but right now, I've got to get back and upload this golden nugget of a dollop. Thank you for listening. Goodbye. Every time you're skipping down.